Interview with Sonam conducted by Pankaj Zahir. Just introduce yourself. Where do you come from? What are you studying? And when did you join this university?
I'm Sonam. I am in PhD last year, or rather last semester. I come from Rajasthan and I joined JNU in 2009, Masters.
Okay. So, tell me a little bit about your family. Who's at home?
My parents, brother, sister-in-law and a nephew.
So we'll be talking about the seat cut movement that happened on campus. And this will be the last thing I say. You explain to me the details. So to what extent were you involved in the movements? Like from what organization and from when? Were you there from the beginning?
Yes, I was from the beginning in the sense that when these information started coming in of the UGC Gazette and other things. So as an organization and being part of Democratic Students Federation, we were also part of making strategies as to how to take it forward and resolve and not let seat cut happen in the university in 2017. Yeah.
So just explain to me this UGC Gazette, like what was the trigger event? How did it start?
So basically we had a new vice chancellor in 2016, I think 2016, and since then he has been having a lot of changes in terms of our administrative functioning of the university. So one was which he took the cue from the UGC Gazette, which mentioned that each professor, assistant professor should have a set number of students under them researching. So according to that, he came up with the data which basically meant that a huge number of students will not be allowed to come in through entrance in JNU in 2017. So basically that was the trigger, because it was that year we didn't even have admissions. So one can see the gravity of the seat cut on the students for the entire master's batch that year, because they were never allowed to join the university even though there is an entrance process, by just claiming that, you know, faculties are all full and they cannot accommodate any more students by this UGC Gazette notification.
Has DSF been part of such movements and protests earlier on campus raising student issues?
It's a very new organization since 2012. So yeah, since then we've always been part of all kinds of student activities on campus, organizing some of our own and also participating in union activities.
What were the main demands of this movement? Like, what did you want from the university administration?
We basically wanted them to not, we wanted them to withdraw this guideline, and if in case they wanted to maintain a parity between research, students and faculty, it should not be the onus of students to pursue it. Rather, they should have also filled up the vacancies of teachers and faculty, because that was another issue which the student community had been fighting against, which was non-implementation of reservation seats even in faculty posts. So our demand was that you get more teachers rather than chucking out students from the university campus by saying that there's an unequal number of students under each faculty.
Would you say there were any leaders of this movement, like some main actors?
See, I think this movement was, I don't know if one can say it was very divided, because there was a union under which a lot of protests were taking place, but there was also a faction of some Dalit organizations, independent radical groups, which were also holding up on their version of how to fight it out and their strategies. So as per that, I'm sure the leadership from the union can be taken into account, and also of the other student organizations, because each generally has their own lot of section of students, activists who are claim to be leaders.
Okay. Who were the people participating primarily? Were they students of JNU primarily?
Yeah, largely it was student of JNU and backed up in some instances by the Teachers Association as well.
Can you tell me about some specific events or some memorable experiences that you have from this?
So basically, I remember two, three things. After a long time, actually, JNU saw a good mobilization. Since 9th February was one good mobilization-based movement, and post that, there were these movements which actually triggered student participation in it. So there was
9th February, you mean the Stand with JNU movement?
Stand with JNU movement.
Just for clarity. Yeah.
And so in this movement, there was a human chain which was maintained around the ad block. So that was a good mobilization. Then there were student batches which went and met the vice chancellor and registrar and submit their applications and saying that, you know, you cannot do this to us and our future. So these were moments which I think were very good in terms of interacting between administration and student activists and students in general.
So coming to the particularities, can you tell us a little bit about how students were mobilized for the various protests and different modes of protest that were taken up?
So, see, in JNU, basically, there are levels of ways that student participation is ensured. So, one is that we go for room-to-room campaigns where we bring out slips.